Hi, this is 507-292-8830.
Hello.
Hello, this is John returning a phone call with customer support.
Yes, I had ordered, something was sent to me, two different makeup things, and I never ordered them.
Well, I'll certainly be glad to assist you. Let me see what I can do for you.
Sure. I ordered some samples, and I got those, but I didn't order anything else.
May I have your zip code, please?
Sure, 55901.
And if I may please have your name.
Sure, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R.
Thank you, Ms. Seymour. And the last thing I need, and they do want me to, if you would verify just your shipping address.
Sure. 3228 49th Street, Northwest, Rochester, Minnesota, 55901.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sure.
And I do see that you have the Everly Advanced Eye Cream and Skin Serum. Okay, so you did a trial. So what we do is we allow you to try the products out for 2 weeks by just paying shipping and handling. During that two-week period, you can, of course, call in to cancel at any time. But once it gets
out... But I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Must be in fine print.
Yeah, they did have a two-part verification system to where you have to, when you put in your credit card information and your personal information, you also have to click an additional dialogue box to indicate you've read and agreed to that before they can mail it to you.
Oh, I guess I didn't notice that. So how do I get a credit? I haven't even received this.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not for new ones. This is for the ones that was received on October 10th. Unfortunately, these charges are outside of the refund policy.
Well, I can't pay them. You've already taken one of them out of my checking account, and the other one, my credit card company declined it because they were suspicious when they saw the charge.
Yes, we show that there was a $93.99 and the $88.99 did go through yesterday.
Both of them went through?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't think so. They said they were putting a hold on the other two, on one of them.
Well, it declined on the 17th, but then it went through on the 18th when they attempted to collect the debt.
But I want a credit. I'm a senior citizen. I feel I was taken advantage of. I thought I was just getting the trial once.
Well, yeah, you did get the trial once, but, you know, the...
Yeah, but I didn't see that. That's deceiving.
Well, no, that's why we have a two-part verification system on there, ma'am.
Well, but I didn't notice it. And when it's in fine print, how am I supposed to see that?
Well, it's not fine print. They actually have it in a different paragraph in a box separate to where it stands out. And then you have to click the... another box saying that you read that before we allow you to place the order.
I haven't even received this order. Why would I be charged for two different ones? Almost $200, that's a lot of money.
And I apologize again, ma'am.
So, do I get a credit for it?
It's going to be outside of the refund policy, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I'll have to call an attorney or something, but thank you.
And I apologize again for the inconvenience. I mean,
don't apologize. You don't mean it, so.
I can give you back 35%. Ma'am,